Hey Queens, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another day of Unleashing Your Inner Power on Queen Energy. Today, we're diving deep into something so crucial, it should be a daily ritual. Practicing self-compassion. Seriously, who hasn't tripped up, fallen flat on their face, or just plain messed things up sometimes? We're all human, honey, and that means being kind to ourselves, especially when things get tough. Think about it, you wouldn't berate a best friend for making a mistake, right? You'd offer a shoulder to cry on, some words of encouragement, maybe even a glass of wine. So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh judgment when we stumble? It's time to ditch that inner critic and embrace the power of self-love. Let's get real. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming a doormat. It's about recognizing your humanity, understanding that everyone makes mistakes, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend. Ever felt like you were drowning in self-doubt? Like every little imperfection was a glaring spotlight? That's where self-compassion swoops in like a superhero, reminding you that it's okay to not be perfect, that it's okay to have off days, and that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Remember those times when you tripped and scraped your knee as a kid? What did you do? Your parents probably offered a hug, cleaned the scrape with gentleness, and maybe even gave you a band-aid. That's self-compassion in action. You treated yourself with care and understanding because that's what you needed in that moment. Now think about how often you treat yourself like that now. Do you offer yourself those same words of comfort when you feel hurt or discouraged? Or do you fall into the trap of harsh self-criticism? It's time to break free from that cycle and start treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a loved one. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. You are not alone. Everyone faces challenges, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Recognizing this shared human experience can be incredibly liberating. Remember, your imperfections are part of what makes you unique and beautiful. 2. Practice mindful self-talk. Pay attention to the words you use when you talk to yourself. Would you say those things to a friend? Probably not. Start replacing negative self-talk with more compassionate and encouraging phrases. 3. Be kind to your body. Treat your physical vessel with respect and love. Eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, get enough sleep, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Your body deserves to be treated like the incredible temple it is. 4. Seek support when you need it. Don't hesitate to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist for support when things get tough. Sharing your struggles can help you feel less alone and gain valuable perspectives. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your progress, no matter how small they may seem. Every step forward deserves to be recognized and celebrated. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She's incredibly talented, but she used to beat herself up over every little mistake. If a presentation didn't go perfectly or a project wasn't exactly as envisioned, she'd spiral into self-criticism. But then, she started practicing self-compassion. She learned to acknowledge her efforts, celebrate her wins, and treat herself with the same kindness she offered others. You know what happened? She became more confident, resilient, and ultimately, happier. She realized that it's okay to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. So queens, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and resilience. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and treat yourself with the love and kindness you deserve. You are worthy, you are powerful, and you are loved. Now go out there and rock it. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder of their own queenly power. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.